I usually like to ask the question, what redeeming quality did you find in the film? This is Dr. Herbert Alvarado, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I usually like to ask the question after we watch a video, what was the redeeming quality of the film that we saw? And we discuss it at great length. Sometimes they take the obvious experience of the film and they do not check down into the inner depths of the film of what was really being said and what was really being done and how people were really responding in the film. They just took the outer vibrato of what was going on, sort of missing the real impact. Now, this is all fine and dandy. And we talk for a good length of time, all looking for the good values of the film, the worthwhile virtues of the film, why it was good to watch. And then I come out with a subtle, but not so subtle statement. Now, what were the unvaluable things that were done? What were the naughty things that were done in the film? What were the unredeeming qualities of the film that we could have just as well done without? Now, how could we have put that film together and not had certain aspects that were not redeeming, that were not desirable, that were not uplifting? And then we start talking about that for a good period of time. And then I change the subject again and I say, when we look for the redeeming features in anything, we usually find them. Sometimes we have to look deeply because we ourselves are so surface that we sometimes forget to look deep. And then I say to them, now, why did you discuss with me the non-redeeming features of the film? What were things that could have been left out? What were things? Well, we just wanted to be sort of academic about it, just sort of interested in it, just sort of talking about it from a point of view that, you know, it's an interesting thing. Is it really? Is it really? When a mother has a child come to her and the child is acting rather naughty, and the mother is a genius at child psychology and people psychology and mother psychology, the mother will say to the child, well, what wonderful things happened to you today? And the kid has been acting up in some terrible ways. And she'll persist. She'll say, well, what wonderful things did you do with your friends today? Where did you go? What did you say to your friends? Did your friends tell you how wonderful you are? And just the mother keeps persisting on this. And it only takes a few moments. Not very long. It would seem an eternity, but it's only a few moments. And the child is off of the negative attitudes and on to the positive attitudes of his day. Now, it takes a very tough bird to be able to sit on an egg like that. Because if you sit on an egg like that, you're liable to get scorched, you're liable to get bit, you're liable to get irritated, and you're liable to have the feeling inside of yourself, disrespect and a lack of integrity and a lack of and all of the lacks that you think about. And why do you have a child in your home? Why do you have children in your home at any time? You have children in your home so that you can share with them your values, who you are, and what you think is important in life. You don't have children in your home so that they can be angels. You don't have children in your home so that they can just only do good things and only do lovely things. That's nice. That's wonderful. And you will have children who are like that when you are the kind of parent that draws that out of the child, that creates the child's world where that is the desirable thing to do, and the child learns that and does it. Now, do you do that? Are you a living example of what you want from your child? If you're not, then you can be sure your child is going to be a living example of who you are. It always works out that way. It always works out that way. Now, when I talk to the family here and we watch the videos, the monks enjoy the videos very much. Sometimes they'll say, oh, I didn't like that part, or I didn't like that part. Well, If you're going to concentrate on the part you didn't like, then the whole film will have lost its lackluster for you. It will be nothing at all. If you can always keep yourself pointed to the positive, to the joyous, to the uplifting, to the redeeming qualities of everything in life, then your life will be a redeeming vehicle. You will be like the Christ who had people come to him and they said to him, heal me, help me. And Jesus said, I am the Christ. What would you have me do? I can only see you as I see you, whole and perfect. I can only see you as I see you, the ideal. I can only see you as I see you, the Christ incarnate, the Christ everlasting. Yes. Now, that's a good lesson for each of us. When we are looking at a film and we find some good parts and some bad parts, let's exacerbate the good part. Just concentrate on the good parts. When we find some incident or activity in life, in our world, that is not desirable, let's look for the desirable parts. They're there. It just means that we have to do a little research. We have to look around and find it. I would like it so much if all the people in my world would respond to me only with the positive, and only with the uplifting, only with the beneficial. And then I fall myself into the trap of being a sharer, a teacher, someone who trains someone in the art of looking for the positive. And I say to them, all right, what were some of the negative things that were in that film? And instead of reiterating or regurgitating the negative things that are in that film, how much more beneficial would be to say, well, I only remember the fantastic things. I only remember the uplifting things. I only remember the positive and the generous things and the wonderful things. Ooh-hee. Well, you mean you didn't see those other things? You didn't see? I don't remember them. And sincerely teach yourself to say that. Sincerely teach yourself to recognize that there is nothing there but positive, beneficial things. And when this is all you teach yourself to find, this is all you will find. Now, one day I would like to be in the Master's shoes, where I would say to those who come to me, what would you have me do? I am the Christ. For he did not choose to see the negative of the world. And the world for him was not negative. Oh, negative things happened in the world and happened even to him. But he did not take them that way. He did not take them that way. He looked all at life as good and beautiful and positive. You and I, when we look all at life, at the good and beautiful and positive, that's all we'll know. And someone says, well, what were the negative things in the film? Do not immediately try to remember what they were. Say, I don't remember. I saw the film as a fabulous, positive, good film. And then they say, well, what about how negative he was to her? Well, I only saw how wonderful she was to him, and how gentle she was, and how blessing she was, and how he kissed her so tenderly, and how they cared for each other so infinitely, so beautifully. We can look for the good in the world. We can look for the beautiful. We can raise our children with love, unconditional love. And as we do that, we have to be unconditional love ourselves to raise them that way. And what a blessing that is to us. What a blessing that is to us to be unconditional love and raise our children as unconditional love and enjoy an unconditionally loving world in which we are. We are rather a fantastic group, you know. It's easy to fall into the trap and say, what were the negatives? And what we should be asking ourselves is, what were the positives? What were the blessings? What were the redeeming qualities of anything? If I can say to myself, under all circumstances, what were the redeeming qualities in that experience, and then I say them to myself, and I catalog and list them to myself, and only stay with them, and do not allow myself to fall into the trap of saying, what were the negatives? There were no negatives. If there were negatives, and I gave them attention, then I was negative. And I am not going to be negative. I'm going to be positive. I'm going to be fabulous and great and good. Wow, yes, yes, yes. That's who I am. That's where I'm going. That's what life is all about. And that's what we're all about. I love that little song that I sing every now and then. You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, accentuate the positive, and don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.